Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the warm-up, not the warm-up program, this is the post-game podcast. I get very confused. No Jerry today, so Andy Scazzeri joins me.
Hello, podcast and YouTube people.
Oh, yeah, the podcast, and you were still crushing it on YouTube.
Yeah, we are.
Upwards of 200 or so people. It is really just rolling along. We'll be up to Joe Rogan numbers in no time.
Mm-hmm.
So, people occasionally will ask me what's going on with the drones in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Or they'll be like, oh, I guess those drones just went away. And the drones, in my neighborhood at least, have not gone away. But I'm looking out over the ocean. And I will tell you that every single night, there's drones out over the ocean. Problem is, they don't do anything. They just fly. So there's nothing to report on, right? No one's told us what the drones are. And they're not doing anything other than doing their same kind of flight patterns that they've been doing since November 13th, I think, was the first time they were discovered. So, like, nothing's happening. Now, yesterday, someone did ask Donald Trump about it, and he said, we're going to get you an answer. I don't know if we're going to really get a real answer, though.
Well, it depends on, you know, when he's read in on all the security issues.
Yeah.
If it's something that the powers that be feel can be communicated to the public or not.
Yeah.
And it's something that once he has all the information, he may agree with them that this is something that should be kept under wraps.
Which would be interesting because he promised us twice now that he's going to tell us what it is.
Right. But that's all well and good. But, and politicians break promises all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And if this is a question of, you know, national or world security, then it's understandable.
But I also find it odd that, and in both instances, the last two, yesterday when he was asked about it and the previous time he was asked about it, it seems like, unless he's a really good actor, that he doesn't know what it is either.
Mm-hmm.
Like he goes, yeah, I don't know what it is. Why would they not tell us? He goes, well, it can't be the enemy, or we would have shot it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is. And then he's like, oh, let's get on that. Let's tell people, let's find out what it is and tell people.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're flying over Bedminster and his golf course and where he lives, there is no way he doesn't know what that is.
You would think.
It just doesn't make any sense.
And if it is actual aliens, there could be an organization that supersedes the presidency. Somehow that's been around for however many decades, which really dictates the policy in that regard.
I will tell you that the UFO community that's on Twitter, which I am a part of now, I follow a lot of UFO people. They are all the UFO people around the world feel like 2025 is the year of disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that the drones have something to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are going to be told what is going on. The people also feel like Trump is one that's going to tell us everything. But I think like what you're saying, once he really knows, maybe he's not to say anything. And maybe he will even think it's better not to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Or may not be able because this other organization, this secret dark organization, has the true power. Who knows? You know, or maybe this organization is allied with, an alien race, and you know that's how it works. Who knows? But in terms of this year being the year,
yeah.
I have heard that listening to George Nori on Coast to Coast overnight. I've heard that many years.
They keep saying, like, this is the
this
year?
Is, yeah.
Because there were different things that made 2025 the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was something that happened in the year 2000 where there's a guy on video and he says, this will be under wraps until the year 2025 mm-hmm. when it will be released. There's also another guy who's very big in the UFO community, Jeremy Corbett, I think his name is. He works with that guy, George Knapp.
Yes.
Investigative reporter.
Who is a part-time host.
Who sometimes fills in.
Yeah, so usually on Mondays.
So his claim, I believe, is that they're going to slowly try to disclose to people that UFOs are real. And the way they're going to do that is that this year they're going to tell us that they've got intel that says a ship is on its way and it will be here in 2027
mm-hmm.
to give us 2 years to slowly prepare for that.
Right. And that sort of slow release
yeah.
has been an idea in, you know, in science fiction and movies where you sort of, instead of just all of a sudden, hey,
yeah.
here's the aliens. They don't want to eat us. It'd be very shocking, no matter what it is, that if you do it slowly, like you say, people after that first rush of news, yeah, people get bored with it.
Yeah.
Unless it's affecting their lives directly. So, hey, if there are aliens that have been in contact with certain members of our governments, that's, for me, that's hopeful because, A, they're capable of interstellar travel, so they're very advanced. B, they don't want to destroy us because if they wanted to, they would have already very easily somehow with a, you know, a planet-wide disease or whatever, however they want to do it, they could easily do it. If
yes.
they're capable of interstellar travel, you would think that that would be no problem for them. And then C, also hopeful because if they're here and they have this technology, perhaps they can help us with some of our problems.
And a lot more people have come out recently that have credentials that seem legitimate, you know, military people
mm-hmm.
that have said they've been part of these UFO retrieval programs. And a video came out earlier this week, or came out Saturday, of a supposed alien craft retrieval where they retrieved an egg-shaped object. Now, the mm-hmm. problem was we were promised this on like Friday, like tomorrow on News Nation, this guy Ross something or other, he's a big UFO guy. He's interviewing this whistleblower who does have really good credentials, and he's got the first videotape of the alien retrieval. It's going to blow your mind. Well, the video was shot in night vision, so it's green and black. And it does show what appears to be, but who knows, almost like a helicopter, but from the view of inside the helicopter, of like carrying this egg-like object. But it could be anything. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like the
right.
way the video is. And then another one came out this morning of a retrieval program from 2022 in Antarctica that is a very similar thing. So they look the same, but they're both shot in night vision, green and black. It just...
Yeah, it's not... It doesn't sell.
It doesn't sell. And it makes the people who are skeptical go, look at you people, keep promising me things,
right.
and you're delivering me green and black videos.
Right, or the Tic Tac video, which
yeah.
is grainy and whatever.
Yeah, and like shot from
a fighter jet.
Yeah, and not even the clear video that you could get on a fighter jet.
Right.
It's taken off the radar screen
mm-hmm.
or something, you know. So that's just like, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm just now exposed to these people more, so I'm getting the, it's happening this year, it's happening in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
that you've been hearing for a long time, listening
yes.
to the George Nori overnight mm-hmm. radio program where he talks about all these things.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, I want to believe.
Yeah.
I don't, but I want to.
You know what I find really interesting? The old paintings that UFOs are in. Some of them are really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Someone put one out, I retweeted it a couple days ago. It was from the 1600s, and it's like these little egg looking things up in the sky with one person piloting it. And it's like from the 1600s, and there's one in each corner.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's very strange. You know, I know people have painted, you know, there are historical depictions in art of comets and meteor showers, that sort of thing, but not with a person on it.
Yeah, there's one called, and this one I think is from the 1800s, called the Baptism of Christ. And it's Jesus and a disc-shaped object shining a light down on
which
him.
Which is not the Star of Bethlehem.
Yeah. That one is incredible to me. But I start, I think like, okay, so is it possible that these have just been myths in our lives, right? So we always believed something was out there and we always, like, because I can ask anybody to draw me an alien and most people will draw a gray, right? They may color it green or color it gray, but it'll be no hair, big black eyes, slit for a mouth. Like, everyone will draw that.
Right. Yeah, that's what's in our heads.
Right. That doesn't mean it really exists.
Of course not. It's just like sort of just a common meme, if you will.
Like, I can draw a unicorn. Unicorns don't exist.
Right.
But I know what it is if you say to me, draw a unicorn.
Right. It's a white horse with a horn.
Yeah.
That's a unicorn, right?
Yeah.
Or a dragon.
Or a dragon. Right.
With wings.
Which don't exist, but I know how to draw one.
Right.
I can draw you one. So it's just, it's so interesting. I really want to know about the drones just because I can see it every night.
Sure.
And I saw one yesterday, last night, and it's so dark out over the ocean. It's so dark.
Yes.
Right? So there was one, this big ball of light that was just sitting up there. And then it slowly made its way down to the horizon, and it just sat, looked like on the ocean. I can't see it. Even with binoculars, it's just a bright light. Right.
And when you say slowly, it's over a course of a few minutes.
Yeah.
So
not even.
Not a planet, because those wouldn't move that fast.
Yeah.
They move, but not that fast.
Yeah, no, this is like in the time that I walked 3 blocks with my dog, it went from high up to ocean level. So far out there.
Have you seen any others that, the thing that you draw of when I was on vacation with the...
the ship that I saw?
Onto the square.
No, I have not seen that. I haven't seen that
out
there.
And also, you gotta match up that that new app you downloaded, the Stargazer.
Yeah, I downloaded this. Let me see what the name of the app is. Because I see this night sky, it's called. I see this, and I'm not suggesting this is a UFO or a drone, or I just don't know what it is. It's a very bright light in the sky. It's there every night in the same position.
Now I don't know with the light pollution, which is less when you're looking out over the ocean. You see stars.
Oh yeah, tons of stars.
Now when you see this bright object, is it, obviously it's much brighter, but is it, say, you know, 8 times, 5 times larger than a star, or even bigger than that?
Yeah, so...
Because I can sort of... I know when I'm looking at Venus, I can
see... Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it Venus? Is it a satellite?
But they're still small.
Yeah, this is a good size, much bigger than a star. And where it's not sitting out over the ocean. So if I'm looking at the ocean, it's behind me. But the entire ride up to work, when I'm going up the parkway, it's just sitting right there. And it's so bright, I don't know what
it
is.
Not brighter than the full moon?
Yeah, kind of bright like that, but smaller. But it's bigger than a circle, and it's not circle shape. It's almost like tic-tac shape, but turned the long ways.
Yeah, well,
just super bright. I'm sure it's a planet or something.
Well, and sometimes we'll go out and look for the ISS, the International Space Station, and there's like an app for that where they tell you where it'll be going from, you know, northeast to southwest or whatever, and at what angle. And obviously you want a bigger angle, because unless you're like you and near the ocean where you have a much bigger field of view, if you're in a neighborhood with houses and trees, it's got to be at a good angle to be able to see it. And that thing moves pretty fast.
Yeah.
When you see it, you can see it and track it. Once you pick it out, you just look for something that's moving really fast, like faster than a plane. And you can watch it, but it's dim. And you can watch it track across the sky. I don't know if that would be in your night sky thing.
Yeah, either. I'm not sure.
But there is a regular pattern to how and when that moves across. But that would not be what you're seeing, what you described to me on your drive up, because, you know, that thing moves. And it's only visible for like a few minutes.
Yeah, no, this
and then
is
it's gone.
This is consistent.
Across, yeah.
From the time I go out with my dog at night to the time I come in, it's just sitting out there. So I don't know what it is.
And you can also see it when, if you look for it when you're driving.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Like looking out over the ocean on a clear night, and you said like the light pollution is less out there. Mm-hmm. It is really interesting what goes on out there, because you have the layer of stars, which are way up. Then you have the next layer down, you'll see airplanes. Then the next layer down is the drones floating around. And there's just so many different layers of lights. And you don't realize, you know, now that I'm looking up into the sky, you know, and that's what they're saying. Oh, people are looking into the sky and they're seeing all these things that have always existed. You just never, never looked, right? So maybe there are satellites, and there's the Starlink that Elon Musk put up.
Right. I know the space station is larger. That's why it's easier to track. And I don't know if it's, I don't think it's in low Earth orbit. I think it's a little higher than that. I don't know. I'm just could be talking out of my ass. But you could be seeing a communication satellite in a geosynchronous orbit, meaning it's always above the same place. It doesn't move like other satellites or the space station, which are in motion all the time. Could be a geosynchronous satellite.
Yeah. I'm hoping maybe someone will hear this and they'll know, that big bright light is Venus.
And it may, right, it could be that. But, you know, that would move over slowly over, you know, weeks or what have you. And it could be something that might show up in your, that app, the night skies situation.
Yeah.
They may actually have some known satellites in there too. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd have to look
at that app.
Yeah, me neither. Not yet. I'll take a look at it. I got all sorts of apps now looking to see what's going on in the ocean.
Yeah.
I got the app that tells you which boats are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an app to tell you which airplanes are flying by. Now I've got this app to tell me which stars and planets I'm seeing.
And when you say the ships, are they like tankers, cargo transport?
Yeah, they got everything that's out there. I guess anything that's legally out there that has to...
And that's not military, that we're not disclosing.
Yeah, most of the stuff when I see ships and I'm like, what is that thing? And I click on the app. Most of the time it's a container ship.
Mm-hmm.
Or
are huge.
Yeah, huge.
Not as big as the super tankers, though.
No.
But big.
Yeah. I also see a lot of, like, and I would think that would slow down this time of year, a lot of, like, cruise ships out there. They're just sitting out there fully lit up, and it's, like, 2 in the morning. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess they leave out of Bayonne, right? Don't they, some of them?
Yeah, some leave
some
out of Bayonne.
Off the west side of Manhattan.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just moving slowly into port or out of port or whatever. Who knows?
I also think it's odd that I can have an app for free that tells me which every plane that's going over.
Mm-hmm.
That seems weird. Like, should I have that information? If I'm like a bad guy?
Well, I mean, I think the bad guys would be able to find that information if they wanted to.
Like that I could know, like, that's JetBlue going from...
Yeah, that's out of Newark headed to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I don't think I should know that. I don't think the general public should know what planes flying above.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the information is out there.
Yeah.
And if you have any sort of reckoning sense, you could figure things out.
Just like it's weird to me that I could listen on a police scanner.
Yeah. That is odd to me.
Right?
Too.
Like, I'm a bad guy. I'm just listening to the police scanner.
Which they do.
They do, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, certain bad guys, I'm sure, are tuned into that.
Yeah. I know, we get too much information.
Yeah, it's all out there.
I could listen to police, fire, look at ships, look at airplanes, look at stars.
Mm-hmm. Well, the stars, that's...
But it could tell me what it is.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Like, there's one constellation that looks like three stars in a row all the time, but somebody told me that's Starlink. That I'd have to look.
Okay.
To see what Starlink is, if that's what it is.
And you've seen the Big Dipper, right?
Yeah, yeah. I never, when I was a kid, I could never figure it out. I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I could never see the connecting lines.
Yeah,
right?
I see the Big Dipper. The Little Dipper is harder. And some of the others, which are like, you know, like, oh, that's a Cassiopeia or Orion.
Yeah, like so detailed.
But it's like you really have to have an imagination to connect the line.
Yeah.
And those stars have moved in the 2,000 years since some of them were, you know, made into those constellations.
Yeah.
Taurus and Virgo and Scorpio and all this stuff.
I also think, like, on, you know, some days we get like this gigantic moon, like a couple of days ago, the moon was so gigantic and it was just sitting on the water.
Yeah.
That had to frighten people, caveman era.
Well, no, because they've seen it like all the time. So
I'm saying like the first time you saw it, you're like, why is this planet so close to me?
Well, if they had, you know, if they had parents, you know, their parents would.
Oh, they would know.
Tell, yeah, and they would kind of say, oh, that's the moon. And, you know, and some, you know, different times of the year, it looks bigger. And certainly when it's near the horizon, it's going to look bigger. And there's some physics involved with that and optics and all. But and then, you know, if it's a blood moon and all this other stuff. And then what it really had to freak them out was when there was an eclipse. And then even more, a solar eclipse.
Like, yeah.
Is the sun ever coming back?
Lost the sun.
That would freak them out. But a lot of the ancients figured those things out, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that when you watch some of those, the history of man and all that, it is incredible what, you know, and then seeing the old sculptures and the old buildings and really unbelievable.
Yeah, that they did it with no technology. So to speak, that just their brains. I mean, there's always smarter people in a crowd and there's not a lot to distract you in those days.
Right. What else are you doing all day?
Once you got to the point where you had a steady food and water source and shelter.
Right.
Know, if that was taken care of, then, hey, you know, let's look up. Let's see what's going on.
And you had all day to spend on your sculpture, too.
Or that, yeah.
Right. There was no Twitter, I don't think.
No.
Back then. Not. Yeah. Or television.
No.
Or radio.
Or radio.
All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
I did that with CeeLo.
You did.
But Jerry will be back tomorrow.
Yes, he will.
He claims.
Just a one-day Penn State situation.
Correct. All right, we will see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. We'll Phil Sims Wednesday tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you.